Georgia Governor Nathan Deal's veto yesterday of the campus carry bill that would have allowed guns in many places on the state's college campuses was the second controversial decision he made this year. So what's next for the governor and for folks on both sides of the issue? Johnny Kaufman begins our coverage.
Monday this week was supposed to be a day for Governor Deal to show off all the great stuff in Georgia's $24 billion budget. But as he traveled around the state, reporters were more focused on the campus carry bill.
Governor, are you persuaded one way or the other?
I will be persuaded one way or the other, and I'll let you know tomorrow which way the coin goes.
Now we know. He vetoed the campus carry bill just weeks after vetoing a controversial religious exemptions bill.
And they both represent very divided opinions on a subject matter. So this has not been an easy year to be governor of this state.
Deal's halfway through his second term as governor, so he can't run again in 2018. That gives him some leeway, says UGA political scientist Charles Bullock.
You know, he is taking a stand that is out of step with the overwhelming majority of Republicans in the General Assembly.
The Republican-controlled legislature passed both bills with an overwhelming majority. Now, lawmakers can blame the governor and still have a record of supporting gun rights, says Bullock.
In their primaries, they can point to, at least most of them can, that they voted in favor of this legislation.
Governor Deal still wants to push for major reforms in education and criminal justice next year. He'll need Republican support to do it. And Bullock says Deal's vetoes could make that more difficult.
Some of them may carry a grudge that he vetoed legislation that they strongly supported.
The sponsor of the campus carry bill, Representative Rick Jaspers, says there will be another effort next year to expand gun rights at colleges and universities.
If it's not me, it's someone else trying to find a place where we can allow Georgians who have the Georgia weapons carry license to carry in more places throughout the state. That's our main goal.
Just like the controversial religious exemptions bill Deal vetoed, debate over where Georgians should be able to carry guns isn't going away. I'm Johnny Kaufman.
And I'm Ellie Yu. While supporters of the bill say the push isn't over and they'll continue next year to try to get legislation passed, opponents say they're relieved at the governor's decision. Paul Ashinsky of Decatur is a sophomore at the University of Georgia. He started a petition this year against the bill that got over 8,000 supporters. The poli-sci and international affairs major says he can now concentrate on finals this week.
I'm relieved that I can get back to studying for exams and knowing that next year when I go to take an exam, there's not someone next to me with a gun in their pocket.
Ashinsky, along with other students and faculty at the University of Georgia, lobbied against the bill with rallies, calls, and social media posts. Ivan Ingerman, a professor at UGA, says opponents are now more organized if the issue comes up again next year.
We're going to be ready for it because it's not something that we as educators or the people involved in higher education have ever asked for. It is simply an outside group trying to push for the gun industry, which has no place in higher education.
But some students say they want to be able to carry on campus to defend themselves, and they say they look to the governor for his support. Robert Eager is with Students for Concealed Carry and an alum of Georgia Tech.
We expected him to sign this bill and move on with his support of campus safety. And instead, we saw him do exactly the opposite and leave our students to be sitting ducks.
Supporters say students with proper permits shouldn't have to disarm when they get to a campus, and they'll try again next year. They also have the backing of House Speaker David Ralston, who expressed disappointment in the governor's veto. For his part, Governor Deal issued an executive order along with his veto to address campus safety. He's directed the state's university and technical college systems to submit reports about security measures that are in place on college campuses. LEU, WABE News.